Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, 5:44, Monday morning. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Really good.
Excellent.
Had a great weekend. How about
good.
You?
I did too. Yeah.
Did you?
I really, you know, weekends. Yay.
So you didn't go right out and catch your kid's cold?
No, actually.
And you're feeling better. I am.
I'm feeling better. I really am.
Super.
I know. Like a 2-week drag of a cold. And I felt great this weekend. I got a ton done. I was expecting to be rained in all weekend, but I got a lot of planting done on Saturday.
Oh, planting.
And then I got a lot of caulking done on Sunday.
You love that.
I'm a master caulker.
Right.
C-A-U-L-K, people.
Right.
Get over it. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I can't.
My fingertips are so sore from doing it, because you have to, like, work it into the... It just there's still so much to do.
Is this new, or is this just the... Because it's a pretty... You have to re-caulk all the time.
You do, Ben. It's true. If you're going to paint something, you got to caulk the cracks.
And you find yourself even re-caulking, like, sinks and...
Sure.
I mean...
Yeah.
It's pretty typical.
No, our shed needs a new coat of paint. And had to caulk the thing.
All right.
And it's still not done. I get to do more today.
Well, rain is coming for
it
Wednesday.
Is. Yes. So. I need to get that done. I just want it to be, because if it's caulked, then no rain gets in. You know, it's won't have the paint on it yet. But it's all primed, so it's... Anyway, woo! Got a lot of that done.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go see Aladdin.
Oh, my God. How was
First,
it?
We had... So the
tell me everything. Start at the beginning.
Kids' birthdays are overwhelming.
Oh, did you have a party?
Well, no. That's the thing, though. There's just... We had the party. We really didn't have a party, is the point, because we were busy.
Mm-hmm.
But then Friday night, one of my kids' little friends came over with her moms.
Oh, how exciting.
And we all hung out,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty fun. Till like 9 something, the kids just ran around like lunatics. So I was nap jerking, because, you know,
yes,
9 on a Friday night. These kids still going? What? We still have guests here? What is happening? Saturday, we did Aladdin here in the city.
Yeah.
Which, you know, the show started at 2. It was the, what do they call that? A matinee.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
It was all day.
Yeah.
We left in the morning to get here from where I live. We left in the morning. I swear to God, we left at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we got home at 9 at night.
Oh.
Because, you know, after...
You have to have dinner and walk around. There you are already. Why are you going to run away from the city so fast?
Well, we had friends meet us.
Oh, fun.
So...
did they go to the show with you, or they met you after?
Our friend Leslie has season passes.
Oh, God.
So she brought a friend and watched Aladdin, which, by the way, spectacular.
Mm.
Better,
so colorful.
Better by far than Hamilton ever could hope to be. Crushed it. I had so much more fun at Aladdin. I had better seats.
Did it cost less?
Yeah, I bet it did.
A lot less.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's a full-on... I brought my kid, but it's not a kid show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a real show.
Sure. No, you can totally appreciate it as an adult.
I think adults appreciate it more, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the stuff missed her, and a few of the lightning cracks were No, she loved it. She was great. And all the people around were watching it through her eyes. It was, mm-hmm. we all were. It was interesting to see how many grown-ups were like looking over to see her.
Yeah.
She liking it? She having fun? Yeah, I think so. I don't know. No tears.
Yeah. At intermission,
so far, so good.
Did she say...
Oh, that was the thing that got me. So the show's excellent, and it's not too long, but there it stopped, and I'm like, well, that was spectacular. That was just the intermission.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, I guess I'll just go fight the line for number one.
Yeah. That's a challenge.
Yeah.
Always.
But it was really good. So we had fun, and it just was a longer day than I had expected.
And she was fully in the whole time.
Loved it.
You didn't have to worry about her having ants in her pants.
There were no tears. There were no... I mean, she was just totally... She was well-behaved. It was spectacular.
That's really great.
We had a great time. And we actually came in... Part of the reason we came in early was because the Mrs. is part of Salesforce, and Dreamforce is happening this week.
Oh.
And if you don't know, they'll be taking over San Francisco.
So avoid that
for the
area
next
like
week.
The plague.
The whole area is going to... Did you notice the towers was blue today?
I did.
It's because they must have aimed the whole darn thing at...
Is that their color or something?
I don't know that that's their color. Well, yeah, I guess their logo is blue, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know, but...
I don't know if I've ever seen their logo.
Yeah.
Your best friend made her millions on it.
Yeah.
That was a him, wasn't it?
It was a him, and best friend is stretching it, but sure.
Didn't they take you to the mountain?
They did.
On a private jet?
Went a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One time. There was
a breakup, though, huh?
Well, they did break up.
Oh, they broke up, too?
I believe so. I don't know. Maybe they...
I thought just you broke up with them.
No. Well, I was, you know... There were reasons why I sort of phased them out of my life.
Well, they changed quite a bit.
Well, it was getting tough. Like,
I remember, well, I'll tell you from my mouth, she changed.
Mm-hmm.
I knew her before and I knew her after and was like, I don't know.
Yeah, she used to be this horse crazy.
Nice lady.
Nice, jokey, hilarious, like just didn't care what she looked like or what she had on, and just my kind of girl, you know? Now we talk about horses the whole time. Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, things... Well, look, you know, people change.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you start getting that kind of money, you need to switch your friends. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I guess so.
That sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, you know when Mike Birbiglia was in here a couple weeks ago and he was telling us about that movie, which I think Hooman saw? It's called Don't Think Twice. It's
Mike
about...
Birbiglia.
Yeah, Mike Birbiglia. He was in here just a couple weeks ago. You totally recognize him.
We were going to go see him in Berkeley,
and then they wouldn't give us the tickets. Right. We're like, okay, we need six tickets. They're like, we have one ticket.
I got it.
He directed and wrote that movie.
Right. Hooman. Hi.
It was one of the few movies to get 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And it's... So we press play on it, and of course, it's Mike, so I wanted to like it. And the premise of it is they're an improvisational troupe, like in New York. And one of them gets on
SNL.
They call it Weekend Live, but it's clearly Saturday Night Live.
Right.
So, and then how everything changes after that guy leaves and becomes famous. And it's just how he changes, how they change with their attitude toward him, the bitterness. And I have to say, I expected it to be like hilarious and light and fun and lots of improv. And dude, it's kind of dark and depressing.
And so you didn't like it.
I did like it, but I thought that my kids were just like, God, that was kind of a bummer. Like, everybody was so awful. I just thought, oh, hey, there was a reason why I told you guys this, because it was something that
people
have changed. Right,
right.
That's how it is. How
well,
change.
The Salesforce thing. So anyway, that's just happening in town. Get ready for more traffic, more people, and more stars. So get ready, because they fly in all the celebrities to be
I think
at their things.
I think I read Pharrell.
Lenny Kravitz.
Keys.
Yeah.
It's going to be
huge. It's tomorrow night. Yeah.
It's going to be a CF.
You know what? I can't even imagine what they pay to take over all the stuff they take over. I mean, it's in Union Square. It's in Moscone.
I thought, and I'm thinking too, that like now it's going to spread down past to the other side of, I guess that's not Battery. At that point, but because the tower's right there, like some of it has to be around that too.
They're on every corner.
It's going to be like
that,
a swath of
They're on every corner there too. It's not just the tower; it's the buildings around it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that whole corner.
I was wondering if that's why there was such a rush to do the Embarcadero. The paving, it looks beautiful. The paving and the
it's
nice
done now, right?
Paint. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It looks like Vinny, Alicia Keys, Lenny Kravitz, Will.i.am, MC Hammer. will be doing, to name a few.
Yeah, there's in the keynotes and
yeah.
They just, I wonder if it's a if it's $500 million to do this.
Oh God, probably at least.
You think?
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, it does seem like just the permissions to use those streets and block them off. I mean, it, you know, most people, they want to have a big to-do. They rent a building and everyone goes in there. Right. These guys just take over whole streets.
Right.
So I did notice the blue tip on the building, and I guess that whole top thing is some kind of art installation.
Well, that's what we were told, but then seeing the light band around the middle made me wonder if that's not what
someone
it's going to
be. Someone is texting in possibly that it's lit up because blue is for Autism Awareness Month.
And I did notice, too, that the Embarcadero has totally changed their lights. They used to have, like, those single bulb white lights that outline the whole thing. Now they have blue bands going around. And it was, so as I was driving down Battery toward us, whatever direction that is, toward our building, I could see the Salesforce Tower lit up blue in the background and the blue lights on that. So I wonder if that is specific for the autism thing or if it's something else altogether.
Yeah.
Well, either way, it's the first time they've lit it, so it must be coinciding with their sales for Dreamforce.
Right. And that starts today?
It starts today. So the missus is going to be MIA all week.
Right. Oh, is she staying up
Super
here?
Super dad. No, she can't because I leave at 3 in the morning, but she'll be gone from... So she has to be home when I leave. The kid's 4.
Right.
She speaks well, but she can't even
make her own
clean her own
or anything.
You know, bathroom.
Yeah.
Help! God.
She clean up after number one, though?
Yeah, well...
Okay, you know, more or less.
Depends. It's sort of a doer's choice. So sometimes she's like, I got it. And other times she's like, help! Help! So I think it's all about whether she wants attention or not. Don't you?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a whole thing, that crack down there.
Yeah, well, she. I don't think she likes attention. Dad's help. I think she prefers mom. Because dad goes... Dab, dab, dab. Okay. And then there's still,
and mom gets
still
right in
everywhere.
There. Sure. Yeah.
Well, I've been, you know how you've said, you got to get it. You got to, I've tried to be a little more dabby and she's gone, woo, like I goosed her. And I'm like, oh, well, listen.
I guess girls get the exact tension that it
paper
needs to have
for you to take care of that. Just dry yourself off.
My girlfriend Marianne said that when she would leave the two daughters that they have with the husband, Pat, like she'd come home and they'd be, like when they were babies, they'd be like all rashed out because he just didn't want to talk. He just, you know,
right.
He put
them
in the bath and he wouldn't want to like wash. She's like, you got to get it. You got to get it, your soapy soapness in that crack and scrub a dub. And he's like, I just can't. I really can't.
Yeah, it's not.
So she'd come home, they'd be just all red and rashy.
It's not.
Well,
it's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. I mean, it's not a weird thing, but it's...
Well, you got.
If you could wash yourself, that'd be great.
Right. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable with this.
I don't mind. I'll get your back.
I'll wash your hair for you.
Right. Anyway, so yeah, that was... And then we just did the settling in. The rest of the settling went down, and that was great.
Yeah.
I got up into the attic.
Fully, oh.
You know, it's funny. We couldn't make the heater work.
Oh, no.
The heater wasn't working.
Uh-oh.
And it turns out there's two switches up in the attic that I turned off the first time I went up there that run the furnaces.
You turned them off?
Well, I turned them, all of the switches up,
because
I was looking for light and found it. Light came on. So on my way out of the attic, I
turned
them all off.
Everything off.
And then as we, so it turned, the furnaces are run by these two switches.
Oh.
Pretty neat.
So you just leave them on.
Well, yeah, gonna
and
have
then
to.
Then you have your thermostat.
Got chilly. Did you notice it was chilly over the weekend?
I did. Mm-hmm. Our furnace was running.
And I know that Yuzi had an appearance and it was a little rainy for that.
Yeah, it was pretty rainy the first, I don't know, 2 hours I was there.
That was Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so
it was great turnout. They were happy. Tails and Ails, Silicon Valley Humane Society.
So it went splendidly.
Yeah, we had a little dog costume contest.
Oh, did Ella have a costume on?
No, she just had like her little ski jacket on.
Oh.
Just
well,
to
you gotta
cover
keep her warm.
Yeah,
you know.
And then a dog trick contest, which was very fun. So there was a lot of listeners there.
Good. What was the best trick?
The best trick, well, I really liked the one, there was a couple. The lady like shot the dog. And the dog, like, laid over, dead.
Cute. Adorable.
And then another one, the lady would make a circle out of her arms, and then the dog jumped through it.
Oh.
That was cute. But the one that won, Chica, I believe, is the dog, and it was a tiny little dog picking up a newspaper, bringing it back and forth to the owners. It was just super cute, so it was crowd participation. That's how they won.
Oh, adorable. Everyone had to clap for the best one.
Yeah, it was really funny. So so thanks to everyone for coming out.
That's good.
A lot of fun.
And that
but then it cleared up.
And, by the time the thing was still going on?
Yeah, and so we just hung out there and had fun.
I was surprised to hear that it had rained. It was actually, I mean, the heavens opened on Friday night into Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. I was like, did the heat just kick on? But it was just like, of the rain coming down.
That's cool.
Yeah, we need it. And I guess that there are a couple chances for showers this week.
Wednesday.
Is that the
only day?
Well, Wednesday is the day they're talking about. I haven't looked at the long-term forecast, but if you're getting ready for your week, they're saying right now Wednesday could be rain.
So be prepared for that, everyone. Clean those gutters out.
Yeah, it won't be like, you know, it's not a huge storm. Storm watch is non. Oh, it's just some rain. Everybody relax.
Still, you know, your gutters could overflow. Make
California,
sure you're all cleaned out.
Rain means freak out, but just rain.
Yep. So we should have, this should be an easy week, a fun week, a good week.
A normal week.
A normal week. That would be so nice.
No well, surprise normal-ish. Meetings. No. No, right?
No, not that I know of.
With big announcements.
You never know,
Vinny. We have an HR meeting or something. I know.
The way they were saying, oh, there's going to be more meetings to come.
Oh, yeah. Yay. Well, there's a little bit of weirdness over some of our coworkers' heads, but, and we're just being supportive as possible.
Yeah.
The change is afoot.
I mean, we can do the whole over our dead bodies, but in the reality, there's not much we can do. We still got to come the next day, it's that's happening. And
Bryn is still out. His baby, the precious Cameron, is less than a week old.
So this is week.
This is
two of the six.
Week two of the six.
All right.
Ish, because he worked Monday and Tuesday.
I was trying to think. Yeah, I didn't even know about this six-week thing, but I probably got 6 weeks of sick days, so...
That's true.
You know, in the time since she was born, yeah. I've easily used that up.
It seemed like, where were you gone? Maybe 2 weeks?
I think he was gone for 2 weeks. Didn't he? 2 weeks?
Yeah. I didn't even want that.
Yeah.
I felt like, when you guys said, you get 2 weeks, and you need to support her, I was like, okay.
All right, I'll
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on that. Feel like it's a distraction enough, as you know, that was all coming down.
Well, it's, you know,
and there's a lot of nesting that you find yourself doing all this stuff where you're not even thinking about work because you're busy trying to get ready.
That when you cleared out the side yard and pulled the couch out of there and the moldering couch.
I must have done 15 dump runs. Getting that house cleared out.
But you got it all. Because you feel like once the baby comes, you're not going to be able to do any of that stuff. And you want the house to be all set so that you can just be a little family in there.
Right.
And focus on
I don't. I feel like it's natural. I don't even think it's by...
Just right. It's like
you
a
just
push.
Start doing it.
Right. Can't start help yourself.
Thinking.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.